Buddy, the records there.
Sorry to interrupt you there. We can live with that. Thank you, Russell. Appreciate it.
Great.
Great. Hey everyone, welcome to Trade Vocab Week. Don't forget to sign the contributor agreement, which I believe you all done already. So let's dive in on Vocab pull requests. Here's a link. First one is for me. It is 813. And it does a few things, which was based on some feedback from the industry. So because it's multimodal, it shouldn't be limited to ocean in the description. I also changed the name consignment items, which is kind of CFACT esoteric. And what you typically get on or see on bills of lading are particulars. I just changed the property name. And removing the carrier party because that is what the issue is. So just simplifying. And then putting SCEC, the carrier identifier, on the issuer. And inlining as well, which is like the main thing. I only have one approval on 813. Can I get one more? Or some concerns, comments. There we go. Thanks, Chris. I'll go ahead and merge. So the next on the list is also for me, this is adding the CBP port code, which is a specific US thing. And I added it to the CBP. It's a CBP code, and it belongs on the CBP forms 3461 and 7501. Let's see. And Mike asked a really good question, which I was very happy about how to link it up with other documents. That's already done in the industry, so we're just imitating or replicating the way processes work. I see three approvals. Any objections to merging 814? Great. It is done. What else do we have? Ori, 815 from you.
Yes. So 815 attempts to clarify the requirements regarding traceable presentations. And in particular, it implements this very, very simple way of expressing that a presentation is meant to replace a previous presentation. There's been a lot of discussion about ways to improve it, but I think it would be the best path forward here to merge this and then open a PR that kind of implements the more advanced changes as opposed to trying to suggest them on this PR. So, I mean, to be clear, like, there's proposal to add support for JSON patch, which will have, it'll affect interactions in the JSON-LD graph, and it'll potentially introduce some complications. And I'm happy to do that work to describe an alternative to this that uses JSON patch, but I would prefer to do that in a separate PR. So if the group wants JSON patch, I think it would be the best thing to do to be merge this with potentially an issue marker and then open a second PR that's just replacing this with JSON patch so that there's a way to compare the complexity cost. Because, you know, one of the concerns that I think folks have about JSON patch is like it gets very complicated very quickly. And it would be nice to be able to review you know, side-by-side simple versus complicated. So my proposal would be to merge the update requirements for the simple case and then raise a second PR that's implementing JSON patch so that folks can see how much more complicated that's going to be. I don't think I can merge the instructions, JSON patch, algebra stuff into this PR easily. But I'm not opposed to either approach. I'm in favor of evaluating them side by side.
How are you guys? I think, was it Chris you suggested JSON patch? Are you okay with the JSON patch? Are you okay with that approach?
Yeah, I think that makes sense. If there's multiple steps that make it easier to reach the goal, I think I'm fine with that.
Great. Would you mind approving? We do have two approvals, but it would make it look good if you approve the PR.
I think we're also on a bit of a clock here regarding this, so I may need to take some time to prioritize the second PR regarding JSON patch. I think our goal would be to discuss it on the next week's meeting, probably.
I agree. Why don't we discuss it with an issue first before spending a whole lot of time
on it? I don't know that that will work very well for this. This is one of those things that probably helps to just like open the PR and share some pictures and sort of describe what it's going to do. Sure. So I'll get the PR ready and I'll put some images and some text on the PR so that the PR can be a good place for the discussion to happen.
Okay, cool. Let's move on. Next one is 817 from me. Okay. And that does not seem to work. Wonder what that is. I'll fix it up. Can I just I'm curious if this is the right approach. So I would like some approvals and maybe an agreement to merge out of band. Are the definitions right? Are they in the right place? Can I get some approvals if you agree on this? I did resolve your thing, Ori.
The IRIs you've chosen are different than the ones in my PR, but that can be fixed separately.
I thought I looked at it. Weird.
I think mine had a kebab case, and yours don't. And they just say definition and instance as opposed to workflow definition and workflow instance.
Oh. Okay. I'm sure I saw that on yours, but I must have, I looked somewhere else, I guess.
Did we just merge the other one? If we just merged it, then we should request changes on this and I can.
Yes.
Yeah. If you give me a second, you come back to it. I'll probably have those fixed.
All right. Good. Let's do the last one then.
Okay. This one's from me. So, getting feedback from our USMCA credential. The main thing that this PR does is that it changes the order to closely reflect what the document looks like originally, because people in trade have expectations for the flow of the document when they input it. So this does it: invoice number, exporter, producer, importer, all of our products at the end. And then I made a few minor changes to the flags as they came up.
Great. Sounds good to me. Any objections to merging 818?
Not an objection per se, but is there any guarantee that those orders are going to be maintained? I thought that was not a feature of this expression.
Well, when we pass them through the form builder, it does preserve the order. So
that's because the JSON schema preserves order. Well, I mean, it doesn't necessarily, JSON has no order, but YAML serializations, like they are, they're consistently ordered, and they don't have that property that JSON-LD has that says, unless you say at container at list, you can't rely on order.
Okay, so YAML does maintain order. That's fine. All right.
Yeah, and YAML and JSON serializations will both maintain order. And there is a way, if there's other things in JSON-LD that we do want order to be maintained, you can annotate the JSON-LD to say that the order is supposed to be important in some way.
Right. That's the thing that I was not seeing here, but I'll take your word that it'll maintain it for this use. That's fine. Thanks.
Good. And Ben, are we okay on the comment from Ori about the JSON?
Yeah, that's defined in a separate file. It's currently defined as schema.org.json, and that's not changed in this PR. Okay. And
yeah, it's fine. I mean, there's several different vocabulary terms for JSON, so as long as it's one that we didn't define, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go ahead and merge. And should we just make a quick visit back on 8.17?
Yeah, I suggested the updates that aligns these dollar link data things with the context. But again, like looking at this file, the workflow class, like the fact that they're agreeing doesn't change the fact that this particular object is not required, and merging this has really no effect. I can explain the details offline to you, yes, regarding that.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I think probably what you're wanting to do here is define a shape for traceable presentation has vocabulary, but you've defined a workflow file. Workflow.yaml thing that it doesn't have that. So let me just sync with you offline. It'll be faster.
Okay. But wouldn't we want to have this aligned with what we just merged in? That was,
we would. And I've suggested those changes, but yeah. Like again, the RDF processing isn't going to affect RDF processing based on the way you've done it. So if you wanted to affect it, we'd have to make some other changes as well.
On traceable presentation?
Correct.
Okay. I don't need a comment to merge this in. We'll just leave it for next time. I'll do some more work on it, including that. Otherwise, I don't really feel like merging in stuff that doesn't make any difference. So let's just leave it for next time. And let's move on to interop. On there. Go. We looked at these last time. They're all about replication 2021. First one is 559. They're all related. Russell, would you want to introduce it again?
Yeah, sure. So the three PRs, the first updates the tutorials, the interop tests. The second changes the specs in OpenAPI. And the third is updating conformance tests. I think the main feedback I got was that it was better practice to, instead of changing the test, breaking people who have changing the revocation list 2020 test, and breaking a bunch of people's implementations, it would make more sense to leave that and create status list 2021 alongside. That I have done in this PR 559, as well as in 559. Yeah, I restored the credential status tutorial, and then I made a new tutorial credentials status update, and that has some altered the new tests and also some implementing some feedback that I got on the PR.
None of these support the alternative representations for multiple status lists. There's no API test for that. Yeah, or multiple status codes. There's no API test for that, right?
That's correct. I did create an issue for that.
Okay, yeah. I think it's totally fine to add tests regarding that as part of that work. Just probably smart to do it in a separate PR.
Yeah. The tests, I think, are compatible with multiple status lists unless that PR has changed in the last week, which is possible. But yeah, it doesn't test for that.
Cool. Well, we got three approvals now, and you did what we asked. So any concerns about merging? Great, let's do it. And moving on to the next one. Is that similar story, Russell?
Similar story, yeah. This is the one that changes. Oh, maybe this actually maintains most of the changes to the open API. I figured because the spec doesn't support 2020 anymore, it would make more sense just to keep the open API referring to 2021, and also it's kind of simpler. So, yeah, the tests support both, but the open API only gives instructions for 2021, if that works.
Hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, I think we're going to have to break some eggs to make an omelet here. Like, I think it's probably time to just get started on this and start to experience. I think we want to get to the point where we have multiple independent implementations passing this test suite for status list 2021. And as soon as we get to the point where we have any amount of interop on that thing, we should just go and remove whatever is remaining of the revocation 2020 bit. So I'm kind of fine just breaking things and then fixing them as we get through them.
Sure.
All right. You good with that? We have two approvals now. Any objections? Are all the points that were raised, they seem to have answered everything?
Yeah. Mahmoud had some good feedback on changes. I created two issues. And Ori pointed out that I left in some vc.local is our local development implementation server.
So Mahmoud is still... You did resolve his thing, didn't you? What? So he hasn't approved since last week. So he's formally blocking this. He's not on the call, right? No.
I could ping him after this call. Yeah. And merge then.
All right. Let's say that you merge if you can get him to approve. All right. Cool. Let's go ahead with the last one. 561.
This just changes single conformance suite Postman collection.
Cool.
Thanks, Corey.
Let's do it, and we have three approvals. Let's go ahead and merge it. Nice. That's it on the pull request side. So switching back over to vocab and issues. Here. The first one is 567. From Vladimir, ready for PR. I believe we've done this. We've certainly fixed a lot of the workflows and how they are rendered. I suggest we close it. John, well done, Ben. And you do deserve the credit. Next one is avoid schema.org data types. Sorry, yeah, link here. Ah, these are the dates.
Yeah, this is just, this still needs to be done. I think every time we use at type and we point to something that's not great, we destroy the value of the JSON-LD vocabulary. So, you know, ideally we want to make sure all of our at ID attributes are correct. And then the next most important thing is that the at types are all correct. And if you don't do a good job on this, you just get very bad graph data out on the other side, which kind of undermines the entire point of doing anything with RDF in the first place.
Ben, it's you're assigned to it. Oh, Ben just dropped. How convenient. Let's just keep Ben assigned to it, and I'm not going to shame him too much because I know my face is coming up in a second. I'll just ping Ben on it.
Wait. It. Yes, it sounded like you were about to sign me to work right as my tab died.
No, you're already assigned. I was just shaming you.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now it's my turn. We're moving on. So please take a look at 573 sometime soon. Make sure that we have app types well defined. And the next one is 576.
I think this is a ticket that applies to the tooling, not to the repo, potentially. Well, it's more of the same. It says basically, yeah, it's basically complaining about at ID and at type. And he wants to use queries. We don't support using queries, but even if you did use queries, it doesn't change anything about this. So I'm just trying to understand what is the work to be completed on 576. Seems like it's the same. It's a duplicate of the reviewing at type work.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I would just cross-link them, and I would try and close both of them at the same time. And I'll have to drop, but let me know if there's anything I can help with.
Thanks. Sounds good. Cool, Ben. Maybe we should take a session and dive into these two. So let's just keep each other in shame.
Keep each other in, yeah, company.
Next one is actually assigned to the two of us. E-commerce files using reserved board credential without declaring a VC.
Pretty sure
that is done. Old.
Yep. I think we can close this.
We can definitely close. Nice. Next one is 690. I linked to where UN keeps their XSDs. And I'm saying wrong repo. I don't know why I'm saying that. In any case, yeah, it doesn't seem like we're actually doing this. And in reality, I think there's value in us starting fresh. So I kind of just want to close this. I don't think it was the wrong repo, but we just as a note on that, I'm at the UN. I got credit for our schemas. They were actually presented on stage by someone which was not me, because the argument was these are really clean and simple and much better than what the UN has. So let's not try to adopt their stuff. Cool, let's move on. Next is 462 here. This is from Ben, assigned to Mahmoud. Ben, do you remember what this is about?
Let me look at it.
Generate a tree-style visualization for each credential and render that next to the credential.
I think we want to close this. This was back when we were doing more like common and grouping things. So it's like, what class does this refer to?
Yeah.
And I think we're kind of switching more towards just a direct document and using the context as a common point with classes there. So I would be more than happy closing this, but Mahmoud said he wanted to take a stab at it.
All right. I agree with you. With the inlining we're doing, this seems a moot point.
I mean, we could surface the specific RDF classes that we're using for each one, but I don't think we necessarily need to surface the common schemas that we're using for each one.
We might make better sense that you add the, I'll throw a comment on it, but it's your ticket, so maybe you could suggest that you don't think we should do this anymore or tweak the intention. Would you mind leaving a comment,
please? I'll go ahead and leave a comment.
Great. Next is issue 700. Adding a section on GS1. Paul, you're on the call. I don't know if you have any opinions about this. But surely just introducing that we embrace the GS1 data model, I'm definitely in support of that. Any ideas to write this?
Well, I'm happy to do the work if you want to assign it to me.
I'm not saying no to that.
All right.
Would you mind tagging yourself on the issue so I can assign you? Or maybe self-assign?
Okay.
That's amazing.
There's no button for me to assign, so I'll just put a comment in there. You'll see my GitHub name.
Yes. I think then, yes, then I can assign you. There we go. We're getting used to the quirks of GitHub. Thanks for that. That's great. Let's see. Next is 701. Which I raised. Ah, I think we fixed this, didn't we? Yeah. We require traceability, and the GS1 credentials don't have traceability. So they failed, and obviously they shouldn't. We did fix this, so let's close the ticket, or the issue. Cool. What a productive meeting we're having here. It's great. Next is 702. Ah, this is aligning our two repos. Yeah, I think that's worthwhile. Any takers on this?
Nis, what do you think this means for GS1 credentials? Does that require them to use a UID for their credential ID?
That is a good point. Similar to the one before. Well, we can't have that.
Well, it's not something we do today for sure. And some of these credentials, like issued by Global Office, I think were intended to be issued with IDs that would make them resolvable.
Yeah.
And so I think there might be challenges there. And of course, being GS1, we sometimes like to use GDTIs for document identifiers, but I we're not married to that. I just am curious how this would affect these credentials.
Yeah. Make a note on the issue. That it actually doesn't really belong on this issue. This is about aligning the two repos. It belongs on the specs that may say you need to use a UID. I would encourage you, and I'll try and do the same, but let's look through the normative spec and see if there's anything breaking from what you're saying. And if there is, I suggest we raise a separate issue to discuss how to navigate around that.
Nis, wasn't Ori's PR from earlier today about specifically modifying?
Yes, it had exactly had some of that. I admittedly, I can't say if it breaks with what you just said, but let's be vigilant about it. Like, we'll have to just fix that if it's indeed a problem, Paul.
Okay. Yeah, I've got an action to follow up here.
Thank you. Let's move on from 702 and head into 577 here from Vladimir. Hmm. this. Oh, the description says available options. So he's, he wants instead of, well, I guess that could be added. Like instead of a string, he wants an enum that says air, ocean. Allow me to just try and do this. I think this is the intention, and probably my enum YAML here is not correct, but something like this. It's not a bad suggestion. I guess I'll be the one to do this. Yeah, let me just self-assign. Cool. Next is 271. Which we... There's a lot of discussion in this. Does anyone remember what? Q71 is about? Is it just that we're using purchase somewhere? Let me just do a quick search if we actually use purchase. We do. On bill of lading, it certainly doesn't belong on a bill of lading.
Do we just want to fix that one instance and then declare victory on this?
Yes. Yeah, I'll take it. All right. Good. Let's move on. 578. Low codes and IATA airport codes. Are they not included in the example?
Sorry, what number are you on this?
There. I forgot to hit enter. 578. I guess if place doesn't have the examples, that could be added. It does have low code. I'd like to ask a question to the group. How do we think of realism in examples? In my opinion, you would never have both your low code and an IATA airport code. It's either or. However, if we're doing an example that just provides example values at each individual attribute, then I agree we could add the IATA code as well. I've typically thought about, like, I'm trying to do the former. So I'm doing something that looks realistic, which then means that some individual attributes might be not represented. What do people think? Yeah, Ted, please.
Yeah, I would, if you would only ever have one or the other in a real world thing, then I would do that in the example. And I might put in comment text that says the other one might be here instead of that one, or have two examples.
Hmm.
Or have two examples.
Yeah. Yeah. Ben?
I just kind of want to point out that we've got two possibilities of examples. One is in the overall combined JSON in the bottom of each credential. And then the second one is in the individual JSON schema section in the YAML part. So we can have an example for each individual field in the YAML, and then we can have one realistic JSON at the bottom of each one.
We're not really using the other example type at all.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely underutilized.
Yeah. If we were to, this is my opinion, if we were to start using it, we would need to agree on how we use it and what we use where. Like, what do we do where? What is the purpose and intention of each of them? One might be to fill everything out. The other might be to look realistic.
Well, I mean, I think in the schema, you would expect to say, if you low code, here's a description of a low code, here's an example value of a low code, here's a port code, here's a description of the port code, here's an example value of the port code. So I think these two are kind of independent of each other. In terms of, for schema definition, is the schema definition complete? For the example, does the example look realistic? But it's, if we wanted to go back and add examples to absolutely every single field, would be a lot of work.
Yes. All right. I'm happy to add the IDA code on this example. No harm done. I'm assigning myself a lot of stuff, but they're all very small. I hope. And then let's have that bigger discussion in a separate issue. But it's interesting. I lost my... Is it... Would you all agree that the next one is 270? Does that look correct to you guys?
Yeah.
Great. Sometimes GitHub starts over. Let's see. Link data mapping, properties versus classes. Oh, yes. Well, we kind of just talked about that with the add type. At high level, I would agree that there's sloppiness on this. Yeah. So related documents is a property, and it's referring to a purchase with a capital P. It would be nice to get the full list. What do you think? There are a lot of these errors. There's no doubt about it, and we need to improve. If he could provide a full list, it would be a little more actionable. It's still a huge ticket. How about we ask him for the full list and then we decide on how to split it up into... Oh, Chris, please.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment to say I agree with you. I think Ori called that out in the second to last comment, but I don't think that Vladimir is going to do that, specifically because he complained about someone asking him to do it on the last ticket. I'm not sure how to proceed with that, but I do think you're right. We need a list and we need to break this out into separate tickets. I just don't know that Vladimir, if we assign it to him, is going to get any action before next week.
No. I'm sorry, what's the queue like? All right, let me just make a quick note to Vladimir. Still, I mean, let's just general, let's all try and be aware of this and, you know, look out for capital for classes or classes that are not capitalized and properties that are capitalized. That is typically a mistake. Obviously, that's just a convention, but it seems to hold true. I've been terrible at this myself and yeah, I'll certainly try and be on the outlook for this. Cool. Let's do a few more. 575 here. Conflation of value. Oh, shoot, that's true. Ouch, which is, this is OF, oh, I guess it's OG bill of lading. This is, when you resolve this, you get 2 schema.org/value with, like, let me make. Also, I don't think it's www, is it? I'm tempted to assign this to, since he's calling out the OG bill of lading, Vivian, would you be okay if I take this? And really what you need to do is find a more specific definition of per item value and total value. They do exist. The definitions exist, probably both on schema.org and on CFACT. Are you cool? Oh, Vivian, would you mind tagging yourself on the ticket so I can assign you? Just do an at yourself. Oh, there you are. It's not enough that I tag you, Vivian. Can you self-assign or tag yourself?
I don't think I can self-assign.
No, but if you just do like an at Vivian Fan on the in a comment, then I can. It's like what I did with Paul and I did before.
Yeah.
Why I can? Thank you. This should do it. Yep. There you go. Thank you so much. Cool. It's 3 minutes before the end of the meeting, and we want to have just a little time to do the minutes. So I think we should stop now. It's been a great meeting. Do I have any volunteers to do minute uploading?
I can do it, Ness.
Thank you so much, Chris. Much appreciated. And thanks everyone for participating. It's been another good one, and I'll see you next week.
Yeah, see you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.